target. So people remember that we came out of the water and we were really very poor. The emergency spot 4 hours target, we were in March only 86% against 95%, largely due to very substantial increases in the number of patients, type 1 patients attending, particularly Chamber of the University of Mayo's. We've done quite a lot of work, since they're working collaboratively with the commissioners to agree a trajectory that takes back to 95% by the end of the financial year. And I meet with the commissioners now fortnightly to discuss progress. I chair a weekly meeting which basically attends across the trust to look at issues that are affecting our 95% falls and how we can improve that. And obviously, the A&E falls actually is a measure of our entire non-elective pathway. So we have representation across the trust in both terms of the work department, down to the wards, and the discharge processes. And I think we've done some good work to focus on both structural issues, processes and behaviours that we're working through to try and make sure that we keep that trajectory. The trajectory is based on the introduction of a number of issues throughout the year. So, as Tracy already alluded to, we're in the process of restructuring the emergency department at St Mary's, and that will finish slightly later than I would hope to have to say. In January of next year, that will give us two additional recess bays. We will have to have some mitigation in place during the works, but I will definitely leave the Mayor's Department in a better state than it currently is. And we're also planning to improve the medical and surgical assessment facilities at Charing Cross and the surgical assessment facilities at St Mary's, and those will come online during this financial year.
If we go back to 2014-15, we had lots of initiatives to deal with the A&E problem, to get back to the 4 hour, and we did. So we did lots of things. Why did that slip back? Is it because the whole system changed?
So there are two issues, really. There's a front end issue and a back end issue. So the back end issue is that at any given time, we have a large number of patients who we would like to discharge from the acute hospital that can't, because there is nowhere for them to go onwards to. And obviously, the practice of social services has had an impact on that in the last 2 financial years. And we've done a lot of good work this financial year with the social services across the whole of North West London. We've streamlined processes of getting patients out into social care. So there's been some distinct progress on that. But the other issue is that the number of type 1 attendances and the number of patients who are likely to be admitted coming to our emergency departments has continued to rise year on year. Charing Cross is about 13.5% year on year, and St Mary's about 8%. So there comes a point where actually your physical facility, as well as your processes, just can't cope. That's one of the reasons why we're investing not insignificant amount to try and improve physical facilities to allow our processes to work more effectively.
But it's going to be overtaken again if that increase continues.
I think that's absolutely correct. That's one of the reasons why we're working very closely with the commissioners. And the discussions we have, we need to improve the offering to our patients in the community and our ability to make sure that they get the best treatment they can in the right location. Good news is that having agreed the trajectory, we have actually managed to stick to it. So the last 2 months, we've been on trajectory and we are expected to be on trajectory for the month of July. I think we've got other things planned for the rest of the year, both in terms of structural and behavioural responses, and we're going to be planning a break for the cycle week in September, which again will provide focus within the trust for doing absolutely everything we can to make sure halfway is
sufficient. Yeah. Can I ask on this last point about the demand that we're going to be collecting for buildings to A&E? And recognising that one answer to responding to that demand that is more suitable in the community. But in terms of the underlying drivers of that increasing demand, do we know what those are? And therefore, for the 2-3 years, where the fundamental demand is going?
I think it's a really interesting question. I think part of the issue is a straightforward issue about the way people live in 2016, which is, you know, and I think Secretary of State for Health took his daughter to the emergency department on a Sunday afternoon because he knew that he would get an X-ray and get a blood test done and get it all sorted out. And I think that's part of the issue, is that people are going to pitch up at somewhere that they know is open 24 hours a day. I think we have a very interesting discussion with somebody who's responsible for integrated care in another sector, who's made the observation there's no such thing as an inappropriate attendance, just an inappropriate response to that attendance. So what we really need to do is to be very clear for every patient who comes through the front door where the best place to treat them for the problem they come in with. And that is probably in the minority of cases actually going to be an admission to an acute hospital. But what we haven't yet done, I think, is to build up good enough links to those other services, and that's one of the things that we need to do this year.
Tim, where are we on the voc care?
Well, I suddenly realised I hadn't mentioned that.
You didn't think I'd forget.
So I should say that in April of this year, the UCC of St Mary's was taken over by VoCare, having been put out to tender by the commissioners. As colleagues will be aware, we had a number of quite significant teething problems. Their ramp-up period finished in June. They are still somewhat below 100% performance in terms of four-hour performance. Obviously, the contract is directly between VoCare and the commissioners, so it's quite difficult for us to see. We have been raising the commissioners on an ongoing basis where we have problems. We still have issues with when VoCare don't have night shifts filled with nurse practitioners or GPs, their patients ending up just coming straight through to the emergency department. That does happen. We're obviously keeping a fairly close eye on that. The other issue for us, obviously, in terms of measuring our own performance, is patients who are referred to us late on in their pathway, and whether the breach counts as a VoCare breach or an appearance breach. In a way, it's semantics, so your patient is actually very annoying, whichever way it is. But it's important, obviously, in terms of their contract management. So we're going through and making sure we've identified the patients who are being referred to us for more than 2.5 hours in the moment, so that we can highlight those as an issue that needs to be dealt with. In terms of numbers, as you know, part of the plan for this year is predicated on VoCare pulling out the equivalent of 26,000 attendances to our emergency departments. I don't think they will achieve that. They have been pretty effective at pulling out attendances in the paediatric department. There are definitely more paediatric cases going through the UCC. Interestingly, at the moment, there appears to be a slight increase in the number of type 1 adult attendances going through our emergency departments, so that's suggesting that they're not at the moment being able to pull the adult cases out.
Do we know the age of them? Are these often very elderly people with comorbidities, which are updating all the time?
That's a very good question that I don't know the answer to. I don't think it is, because most of those patients will come in on stretchers and they will go straight to the emergency department anyway.